In Washington this week, the House of Representatives wants to pass an energy bill. The Senate is debating immigration changes, but a lot of attention is focusing on several high-profile presidential nominations, including the president's choice to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. And joining us to talk about all this is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Noah.
Last week, let's go back for a while. It looked like John Bolton, a little bit of controversy there, but it looked like he was a shoe-in for U.N. ambassador. What went wrong?
The Democrats got the vote put over until this week because they had a lot of questions they wanted to ask on paper and get written responses to, and because they were trying to come up with more people to bolster the allegation that John Bolton was something of a bully with his subordinates and associates, trying to get the answers from them he wanted and making trouble for them if he did not like the information he got from them. Now, in the last 48, 72 hours, we have begun to see more allegations arise from people who have worked with him in the past, people who are willing to be identified by name. And that's going to make some difference to some of the senators who have said they're looking for more evidence. That includes Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, who is a Republican, who has said he's not absolutely sure he's going to vote for the nomination now.
Is there a chance, are people saying there's a chance he won't be confirmed, Bolton?
Most of the Republicans are still solid for Bolton, but it could be something of an embarrassment if it came out of committee with a tie vote, if it didn't have a majority in favor of John Bolton coming out of committee. And it's not really the signal you want to send to the United Nations to send somebody on to represent the United States who's had weak support in the Senate or weak support in terms of the committee that paid the most attention to him. Still, I don't think the president is wavering on this at all. I think he'll stand by his man.
Right. John Negroponte, the first director, named to be the first director of National Intelligence. How's that one going?
It's still on track. The Senate should complete the vote on that this week. The controversy arising around his service as ambassador to Honduras back in the 1980s was not enough to stop him in the Senate Intelligence Committee, which voted in his favor last week. So he'll be going forward and taking that job over this week.
Can't mention Washington without talking about the House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay. He's been right at the center of a lot of controversy in recent times. What's new over the weekend?
No new stories about any of Tom DeLay's activities, nothing leading to new charges, and he had a pretty good weekend personally back home in Houston, where he was a featured speaker at the National Convention of the National Rifle Association, got an extraordinarily warm reception there, although there were some protesters outside who said, keep guns, but get rid of DeLay.
Now, this controversy about Tom DeLay, is it affecting the way the House is doing its work?
I think we're going to see this week whether or not the House can do its energy bill with all of the Tom DeLay provisions in it, some of which have been controversial in the past and raise the profile of Tom DeLay again when they're talking about actual legislation. And particularly, there was a provision having to do with legal liability for a certain gasoline additive that used to be made in Tom DeLay's district. He insisted on that provision to protect those manufacturers, and that's what caused the bill to fail in negotiations with the Senate in the last Congress. So we'll see if all his troubles have affected his clout.
What about President Bush? How visible is he in all of this, and what's going on with him this week?
Well, the president has not been a terribly visible actor in the Bolton or the DeLay or any of these other matters lately. He's concentrating on his campaign to bring changes to Social Security, and he's down in South Carolina today talking to the state legislature about that and trying to shake off some of the bad background music he's getting from the markets these days.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks for the update, Ron.
Thank you, Noah.